Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about rabbits with me? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So let's get started. Our first book is called Little Rabbit's New Baby, written by Harry Horse. Little Rabbit was very excited. Mama was going to have a baby. Hurry up, baby, said Little Rabbit. Come out of my mama's tummy and play with me. Little Rabbit couldn't wait to show the baby how to play fun games. He would teach the baby how to hop and how to skip. Babies love hopping and skipping, he told Grandma. Grandma said he would be the best brother a baby could have. Little Rabbit was very proud. Mama went to the hospital to have the baby, and Papa took Little Rabbit to visit. Little Rabbit hopped and skipped all the way there. The rabbit hospital was very big. There were lots of baby rabbits there, but there was only one baby that Little Rabbit wanted to see. Mama! Cried Little Rabbit. Where's my new baby? But there wasn't one baby. There were three babies. Papa had to sit down. The nurse gave him a cup of tea. Three babies! Papa took Mama and the triplets home. Little Rabbit pushed the baby carriage. He would not let anyone help him, even when it was hard to push. Little Rabbit showed everybody the new babies. I am their big brother, he said. When they got home, Mama let Little Rabbit hold the new babies. Little Rabbit hugged them and kissed them. He blew softly down their ears to tickle them. The new baby started to cry. Little Rabbit wanted the babies to sleep in his bed with him, but Mama decided they would be more comfortable in the cradle. Papa agreed. These babies are still very small, he said. They need all the rest they can get. Little Rabbit wanted the babies to play with a toy Charlie horse. No, Little Rabbit, said Papa. They're only little babies. They don't want to play with Charlie horse yet. Let them rest a while. The next morning, Little Rabbit woke up very early. He wanted to play with the babies, but they were still asleep. Then Little Rabbit had an idea. He would make them some breakfast. Mama would be pleased. Little Rabbit got the babies out of bed. What would they like to eat? He tried carrots, because all rabbits like carrots. But not the babies. They threw the carrots on the floor. Oh, Little Rabbit, cried Mama, what a mess. It's the babies' fault, said Little Rabbit. They don't know how to eat. Mama carried the babies back to bed. Come along, Little Rabbit, said Grandma. You can help me in the garden. But Little Rabbit could not think of anything but the new babies. When Grandma went to sleep in her chair, Little Rabbit crept back inside the house. Not asleep again, said Little Rabbit. Come along, you sleepy heads, wake up. He got the babies out of bed. I am Little Rabbit, your brother. I will show you how to play some really fun games. But the babies were not as good at games as Little Rabbit thought they would be. They didn't know how to play with a rocket. They didn't know how to catch the ball. And they nearly broke Charlie Horse. Little Rabbit scolded them, and the babies started to cry. Mama was upset. Not with the babies, with Little Rabbit. It's not fair, said Little Rabbit. Those babies are all that Mama thinks about now. But the babies seemed to like Little Rabbit. They followed him all around, all over the place. Wherever he went, there were the babies. Go away, shouted Little Rabbit. Why don't you leave me alone? When he tried to play with his balloon, there they were again. They wanted to touch Charlie Horse. They wanted to play with his rocket. Their sticky paws got everywhere. Leave my things alone, cried Little Rabbit. When he wanted to watch the moon rabbits on the television, they were there too, crawling all over his things. Go away, cried Little Rabbit. Papa told him not to shout at the babies. Mama and Papa don't want me anymore, he sobbed. All they think about is those babies. Little Rabbit hid under the bed. Then he heard the babies crying. He put his paws over his ears. Grandma tried to get the babies to go to sleep, but they cried even more. Mama and Papa tried to get the babies to sleep, but they cried even louder. Poor Mama and Papa, they looked so tired. Little Rabbit had an idea. He brought the rocket, Charlie horse, and his red balloon to show the babies. As soon as the babies saw Little Rabbit, they stopped crying. He let them play with the rocket. He let them play with Charlie horse, even though their paws were sticky. He let them play with his red balloon. And when the babies grew sleepy, he rocked their cradle until they fell fast asleep. "Good night and sleep tight," whispered Little Rabbit. Mama was so pleased. She hugged Little Rabbit and kissed him. "Thank you, Little Rabbit. You are the best help a mama could have." And after that, everywhere those little rabbits went, Little Rabbit went too.
And our next book
is called Daisy Rabbit's Treehouse by Penny Dale. This is the village of Sandy Edge, which lies beside Lapping Water Lake. All sorts of animals live here, so there are all sorts of houses. On summer days, you'll find many animals playing down by the water. Along a lane that winds up from the shore is the Rabbit's green grassy house. Here are Mr. and Mrs. Rabbit, Daisy Rabbit, and her little brother Digger. They live next door to the hedgehog's brown prickly house. There is a tree house in the Rabbit's backyard. Here is Daisy Rabbit getting ready to camp out in it for the night with her friends Nellie Jumbo, Deborah Zebra, and Nippered Hedgehog. It is their favorite thing to do. Not long ago, Daisy felt homesick sleeping anywhere but in her own bed. Once, she stayed at Nellie Jumbo's house. At first, everything was fine. She had a yummy supper and a splashy bath in the sink. But at bedtime, she felt a little bit sad. She lay in her jumbo hammock and thought about her own little bed at home, with all her pictures around it. She didn't say anything, but she wished she was there instead. Another time, Daisy stayed at Deborah Zebra's house. At first, she had a wonderful time. They dressed up as fairies, and later they played hide-and-seek under the table. But at bedtime, Daisy felt sad again. She looked around at Deborah and all the little zebras, and it made her think how much she missed Digger. She didn't say anything, but she wished she was with him instead. Then Daisy stayed at Nipper Hedgehog's house. At first, she was very happy. But at bedtime, she suddenly missed her mother so much, she couldn't help crying. The hedgehogs were very kind to her. Mr. Hedgehog gave her a great big prickly hedgehog hug, and Nippered brought her a drink. Then Mrs. Hedgehog tucked her in gently. "Sleep well, Daisy," whispered Nipper. The next day, Daisy felt better, and when she got home, she told her mom everything. "I don't think I can stay overnight with my friends anymore," she said. Mrs. Rabbit thought. And then she had an idea. "What if you all slept in the treehouse?" she asked. "Maybe you wouldn't feel homesick there." So that's what they did. And Daisy didn't feel homesick a bit. Everyone had supper. Everyone had baths. Then Daisy, Nellie, Deborah, Nipper, and Digger all snuggled up in the treehouse. Mrs. Rabbit read them a story. "Once upon a time," she began. And at the end of the story, Mrs. Rabbit turned down the lantern and tiptoed gently away across the backyard. When she looked back, what did she see? 5 little friends in the soft summer moonlight, all fast asleep in the treehouse. "Good night," she whispered. And our last book is called Rabbit Food by Susanna Gretz. Celery, tomatoes, peas, carrots, and mushrooms, that's rabbit food. Danny and Debbie love all of it. Danny and Debbie and everybody in this book, they're all rabbits, just so you know. But Danny and Debbie, they all love it. John doesn't. "Don't you want to grow up to be big and strong?" asks his mom. "No," says John. "Why not?" asks Dad. "Because grown-ups eat celery and tomatoes and peas and carrots," says John. "And worst of all, mushrooms. Yuck." The truth is, John hardly eats any rabbit food at all. "Maybe he's just not hungry enough," says Mom. "Maybe Uncle Bunny can help," says Dad. Dad makes a quick telephone call, and the very next day, Uncle Bunny arrives. Everyone is glad to see him. "Now we're off for the weekend," says Mom. "Uncle Bunny will look after you." "There's food in the kitchen," says Dad, "and please see that John eats some of everything." "No problem," says Uncle Bunny. At lunchtime, John builds a bridge with his celery, tomatoes, and carrots. "Eat up," says Uncle Bunny. "They're delicious." "Yuck," says John. "Eat your rabbit food and you'll grow big and strong like me," says Uncle Bunny. But when no one is looking, Uncle Bunny hides his carrots under his napkin. At supper, John makes a cave with his toast, and he hides his peas and mushrooms underneath. "Try some," says Uncle Bunny. "Just one teeny tiny bite. They're good for you." "Yuck," says John. "Eat your rabbit food and you'll grow big and strong like me," says Uncle Bunny. But when no one is looking, Uncle Bunny hides his carrots in the flower pot. Next morning, they all play soccer, then bunny jump, then tug of war. They get quite hungry. Everyone, even John, digs into Sunday lunch. It's baked potato rabbits, the eyes are peas, the noses are mushrooms, and the mouths are pieces of tomato. The whiskers are pieces of celery, and the ears are carrots. That is, all except for Uncle Bunny's rabbit. "Why doesn't your rabbit have ears, Uncle Bunny?" asks John. Uncle Bunny doesn't seem to hear. "Hurry up and eat," he says. "We're off to climb a mountain this afternoon." Debbie reaches the mountaintop first. That evening, everyone is very hungry. Uncle Bunny puts what's left of the food on the table, but first he wants to watch the news. "Help yourselves," he tells the little rabbits. John is so hungry he eats lots of everything. Now Uncle Bunny wants some food too. But there's not a scrap left on the table. All that's left in the kitchen is a bunch of carrots. "You don't like carrots, do you, Uncle?" says John.
"Well, no," says Uncle Bunny.
"But they're delicious," yells John, and everyone jumps on Uncle Bunny. "They're good for you. Just try a little. Just one teeny tiny bite, and you'll grow big and strong like us." Uncle Bunny bites off a very tiny piece of carrot. He chews it very slowly. Then he bites off another tiny piece. And another. Just then, Mom and Dad appear. "I did the best jump," Danny tells them.
"I climbed the mountain first," says Debbie.
"I eat celery and tomatoes and carrots and peas," says John, "and mushrooms." Mom and Dad are delighted.
"However did you do it, Uncle Bunny?" says Dad.
"You're terrific," says Mom.
Uncle Bunny doesn't answer,
because his mouth is full of carrots.
"In fact," he says, "they're not bad."
Uncle Bunny did not like carrots at all.
"Are there any foods that you don't like?" "I'll tell you a secret. I don't like stuffing, not one bit." But Uncle Bunny finally gave carrots a try, and it turned out that he did like them. So maybe we should try that too. In the meantime, why don't we try something that everyone already likes, like telling jokes? Why did the bald man put a rabbit on his head? Because he needed the hair. How do you catch a unique rabbit? Unique up on it. How do you catch a tame rabbit? Tame way. How do you know carrots are good for your eyes? Because you never see a rabbit wearing glasses. What did the naughty rabbit leave for Easter? Deviled eggs. Why did the bunny eat the wedding ring? Because he heard it was 18 carats. What did the rabbits do after their wedding? They went on a bunny moon. How do rabbits travel? By hairplane. What do you get if you pour boiling hot water down a rabbit hole? Hot cross bunnies. How do you catch a rabbit? Make a noise like a carrot. What kinds of stories do rabbits like best? Ones with happy endings. I like stories with hoppy endings, too. Do you? Do you know what else makes me feel all warm and hoppy? Learning about things. How about we learn more about rabbits? Did you know that rabbits can jump up to 3 feet high? That's probably as tall as you. Did you know that, because a rabbit's eyes are on the side of its head, it can't see anything right in front of its face? So if you ever pet a rabbit, make sure to keep your hand where the rabbit can see it. That way the rabbit doesn't become scared of you. Did you know that a rabbit's teeth never stop growing? Did you know that rabbits can purr like a cat? And when they are happy, they will jump and twist about. And when they jump and twist about, that is called a binky. Now, in the second book we read, Daisy Rabbit got homesick every time she slept over at someone's house. Have you ever gone to a sleepover, maybe with a friend or a grandparent, and you missed your bed and being tucked in and your brother or sister? Daisy felt better by having everyone come over so they could sleep in her treehouse. Do you have a treehouse? Why don't we draw our own treehouses today? Grab a piece of paper and something to color with and let's go. Now, let's see. What do we want our treehouses to be like? We could make one out of glass. Is that a good idea? No, you're probably right. Glass would probably break, huh? What about wood? Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Now, where would a treehouse even be built? Oh, right up in a tree, that's it. But if it's up in a tree, then we'll need some way to get up to it, huh? We could climb up the branches. Or make a ladder. Or climb a rope. There are so many ways to get up there. Which one's your favorite? Now, what else would we need? Oh, I know. What about a flag? Something that shows that this is our treehouse. Can you draw us a flag? What does it look like? What kind of color is it? That sounds like a great flag. Good job. I think that just about finishes up our treehouse plans, right? Why don't we celebrate with some songs?
Are you ready for a finger snap and hand clap and old-fashioned hoedown?
Yeah!
All right, everyone, and join in for some fun around the mountain.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
Yeehaw!
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
Yeehaw!
She'll be coming around the mountain. Coming round the mountain, she'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Yeehaw!
She'll be riding six white horses when she comes.
Yeehaw!
She'll be riding six white horses when she comes.
Yeehaw!
She'll be riding six white horses. Riding six white horses, she'll be riding six white horses when she comes.
Yeehaw!
And we'll all go out to meet her when she comes.
Hi,
and we'll all go out to meet her when she comes. We'll all go out to meet her. We'll all go out to meet her. Yes, we'll all go out to meet her when she comes. And we'll all eat spaghetti when she comes. And we'll all eat spaghetti when she comes. We'll all eat spaghetti. We'll all eat spaghetti. Yes, we'll all eat spaghetti when she comes. And we'll all drink a milkshake when she comes. And we'll all drink a milkshake when she comes. We'll all drink a milkshake, yes, we'll all drink a milkshake when she comes.
Okay, now we've got to think of some real fun things that we can do. Bless you, Jen. That we can do as we're going around the mountain. Some really funny... Gesundheit, Jen. Some funny things that we can do.
She'll be sneezing around the mountain when she comes. She'll be sneezing round the mountain when she comes. She'll be sneezing round the mountain. Sneezing round the mountain. She'll be sneezing round the mountain when she comes. She'll be clapping round the mountain when she comes. She'll be clapping round the mountain when she comes. She'll be clapping round the mountain. Clapping round the mountain. She'll be clapping round the mountain when she comes. She'll be dancing round the mountain. She'll be dancing round the mountain when she comes. She'll be dancing round the mountain. Dancing round the mountain. She'll be dancing round the mountain when she comes.
Finding fossils is my aim, so I'm never in a rush. Cause the treasures that I seek are rare and ancient things, like Velociraptor's jaw or Archaeopteryx's wings. Now all the kids who wanna see 'em are lining up at my museum. I am a paleontologist.
See the engine driver pull a little throttle, chug, chug, puff, puff, off we go. Down at the station early in the morning, see the little puffer bellies all in a row. See the steam is hissing, hear the bell is ringing, chug, chug, puff, puff, off we go. Down at the station early in the morning, see the little puffer bellies all in a row. See the nice conductor calling out the stations. Chug, chug, puff, puff, off we go. Down at the station early in the morning, see the little puffer bellies all in a row. See the engine driver pull the little throttle. Chug, chug, puff, puff, off we go. Down at the station early in the morning, see the little puffer bellies all in a row. See the engine driver pull the little throttle. Chug, 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 puff, puff, off we go. Sound at the station early in the morning, see the little puffer bellies all in a row. See the engine driver pull the little throttle. Chug, 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 puff, puff, off we go. Sound at the station.
You're my favorite animal, but I'm biased, I guess, because you look quite a bit like me. You're not as eloquent, and you've a hairier chest, but I can't pick my family. As I shake your hand, I can feel your grip, and it's definitely firmer than mine. They say a strong handshake shows the man is equipped, but if I called you a man, I'd be crossing a line. You're an animal, you're not like me. You're an animal, I have dominion over thee. You might be my cousin, but I don't know if you could be my friend. 'Cause you don't seem the person on which, when I'm in need, I could depend. In fact, when I look closer, you don't seem like a person at all. Do you have opinions? Do you keep morals? Do you even have a soul? You're an animal, you're not like me. You're an animal, oh what a silly thing to be. When I look at you, Do you know what I see? I see me. I see me. 'Cause when I look at you, yeah, I can't help but see myself next to you in the tree. You're my favorite animal, but I'm biased, I guess, because you look quite a bit like me. And when I stand to admire you, I can't help but confess that your mannerisms fill me with glee. You're partial to bananas, and I'm munching on chips that I'm sharing with the friend by my side. You peel it from the bottom, concentrating as you sit. Break it in two and pass half to the friend you're beside. You're an animal. You're just like me. 'Cause I'm an animal. We're of the same biology. Oh, Mr. Monkey Man, I've got a favor, can't you see? I was wondering if you would make a monkey out of me.
And that's all we have today, folks. If you want to read more about rabbits, why not visit your local library? They'll have all sorts of books to help you out. Anywho, this is Miss Christine signing off. I hope you'll join me next week at the same time. Bye!